Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Fresh from my work party, my work Christmas party, I have to watch this. And is it TLC? Is it Tender Love and Care? No, sir. It is not Tender Love and Care. It's bullshit like Lashley versus Rusev, like Buddy Murphy losing to Aleister Black. Like the Viking Raiders versus who could it be? AOP? The Usos? Maybe something cool like that? Nope. Just Gallows and Anderson. Again. By the shirt of ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. No, it's the same bullshit. Nothing happened. They didn't even let Charlotte and Becky win at the end. How is that beer?
Good. I think you covered the whole show.
The chugging didn't go very well.
No, I'm not good at chugging.
It's hard.
Beer.
It's hard.
This is even a light beer, too.
It's a light Bock.
Yeah.
Ah, Shiner.
Shiner Light Blonde.
This, the Bray Wyatt match was, you know, boring. Even Michael Cole at the end was like, and nope, he won't. He won't kick out. That's it.
That's it.
All right. Let's bring out Daniel.
It's over.
Who could this be?
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler. Who is this?
Who was that, me or you?
You don't even know who it was.
It's hard when you have headphones on.
Oh my God. Did you burp at the same time?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It's my stomach.
Thought it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, let's get through this because damn. Let's rate it. I mean, look, there's some decent wrestling a little bit here and there, but overall, look, it's TLC, right? You're going to have spots. You're going to have some amazing spots.
Mm-hmm.
Even the girls had some amazing spots. Like, everyone had some amazing spots when you have these crazy matches. I mean, fucking Reigns got powerbombed through or choke slammed through a table.
He did.
And kicked out at 2.1.
Yep. Of course he
did. So we had good spots, but it didn't save the storylines. It didn't save the pay-per-view. It wasn't the show to end all shows, like to end the year. It wasn't the year in review.
Usually TLC is not that.
No.
So yeah, Andrade and Humberto Carrillo kick off the kickoff show. We have Zelina Vega ringside, who she won best dressed. She's kind of dressed as Two-Face, like the outfit. But Andrade got busted open at some point, and Humberto won with a poison rana and a moonsault, both off the top rope. And then after the match, Andrade walked away from Vega. So they're again sticking with that. I don't know where that's going to go. It could only go one place, I guess.
I guess.
And then they'll both be buried.
We'll never see either one of them again.
Although I'm kind of surprised that they would bury Andrade since he's with Charlotte. You know, once John Cena started fucking Nikki Bella, she became the longest reigning Divas champion.
Oh, God.
So,
well, Charlotte was already getting pushed to the moon, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So next up, well, I'm talking about like Andrade, like why, you know, maybe Andrade gets
pushed. Oh, he
pushed
gets pushed because of Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's not like she's a McMahon, but yeah, true.
So,
in a world. I like my voice right now. It's very deep.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm losing it a little bit again.
Oh, God.
That'd be fine.
The TLC opening video starts with the Firefly Funhouse. Bray says, you know, have you been naughty or nice? As they show highlights of the main feuds and then, you know, there was good pyro to start the show, so at least there was that.
But this is how they used to start pay-per-views or Saturday Night's main event. Like, someone comes out, anybody. Like, I love how they're going all in on Bray Wyatt. Smart move.
Yeah.
And he describes the entire pay-per-view. We're going to see this. We're going to see this. And they're showing highlights. I loved it. I loved his little preview of the night.
It's good.
Great.
Yeah. So, first we have the New Day versus the Revival opening match. I got that right. Of course, ladder match for the SmackDown titles.
Idiot.
Yeah. Lots of cool ladder spots, mostly by Kofi.
Right.
Big E did a really good job of making a knee injury look legit when he fell off the ladder. Like his leg fell through the ladder and then hit it. And I was like, oh, is he really hurt? But it was a work, but it was a good job. Kofi jumped off the ladder, but he got hit with the Shatter Machine. Wilder suplex Big E on a ladder that was going from the turnbuckle to another ladder, but it didn't break. So then Wilder jumped off the top rope and splashed Big E through the same ladder.
Yep.
Later, Big E jumped halfway off the ladder with Wilder to give him the big ending. And then in the end, Kofi knocked the titles into Dawson's head, knocking him off the ladder and crashing through another one.
Have we ever seen that before? Like the actual titles like being used as the weapon at the end?
Yeah. And then Kofi grabbed the titles for the win. So there you go.
Yeah. It was good because you had, I think it was it, I was thinking which revival it was that like had like the belt like in his hands, like the belts were in his hands.
Right.
And you really thought this was going to end and it didn't.
So I like it, this is a pet peeve. It doesn't take away anything.
I think it was Wilder, but yeah.
I liked it better when they used to pull the titles off the...
Sure.
Rather than just grabbing the whole like contraption or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know? For tag titles, I guess that's how they do it.
No, they used to not do it like that. Like when, you know, back when they the first TLC matches, like Edge and Christian, they would pull them both off, and I liked it better like that.
True.
I think Matt Hardy even did it that way a few years ago at WrestleMania when they returned.
Yeah.
Just to be like, you know, this is how we do it.
Right, right.
But yeah, New Day obviously wins here. What would you rate this? What are we at so far?
B plus? B? Okay. Decide.
Sure, B plus.
All right. B plus.
Next up we have Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy. Aleister got busted open in this match.
Yeah.
So lots of blood.
Bloody nose.
Overall, it was a good match. You know, Black Mass for the win, obviously.
I really wish they would have done a Buddy Murphy, like, win here. It would have been shocking, and it would have given him a little bit of a bump. Black can lose. Why are we protecting Aleister Black? We all hate him now. What is there to protect?
Well,
we all love Buddy Murphy, and they won't push him. Classic WWE the last 5 years.
We hate Aleister because of his horrible promos that they're making him do.
Right.
That's why we hate him. But this is obviously an Aleister Black win. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't still even a decent be that upset match
when you know what's going to happen.
I would take it down to like a B minus.
I wouldn't move it. There was nothing wrong with this match. Fine. You just didn't like who won.
Well, I didn't love the ending either. Okay.
Next up, we have the Viking Raiders Raw Tag Titles Open Challenge. There were four fans who were watching ringside. They like on the other side of the barricade, like where everyone else is, not the crowd. They're watching ringside, sitting at a KFC table, eating KFC during the match.
Plants or fans?
I don't know. Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
The fuck.
Right.
I would say plants, I guess. Yeah. Or, well, I don't know. I would say plants.
Yeah.
So they showed the AOP and Seth Rollins stuff right before this match.
Right.
So I was like, oh, fuck. Joe, you know, it's going to be AOP.
Joe. Oh, fuck.
You picked AOP. Like, right. And then, however, it was Gallus and Anderson that answered the open challenge.
Jesus.
No creativity, just like
I tried to have a creative little sheet here.
I told you what happened.
Wrong.
I told you that was a mistake.
You're right.
So they gave Anderson the Viking experience, and Gallows was late to break up the pin, but they still broke it up.
Yeah.
And then during this match, they kept cutting back and forth to the fans. They're like, to the fans at the KFC table, like, oh, they're enjoying some mashed potatoes right now. Those are great. Like, just holy fuck. Like, how much did KFC pay for this? How much money does WWE need? Do you really need this KFC money?
So
you have the Saudi money. You have all the Saudi money.
Yes.
Do you really need this KFC money?
No. So how did it end?
So the match ended in a double count out.
Okay.
And then after the match, the Raiders powerbombed Anderson through the KFC table.
Okay. KFC. Blatant sponsorship.
Yes.
No ending to the match.
Mm-mm.
And a horrible guest.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from a B plus down to an F. That was fucking awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
If you average a B plus and an F, I guess you come around a C minus.
Okay.
So like a B plus would go down to a C plus, an F would go to a D. So C plus to D, you know, D plus, C. Really trying to get there. We're going to go C minus. It's a C minus, but I'm being generous.
Yeah, fuck. That was really bad.
That was really bad.
Next up, we have King Corbin versus Roman Reigns in a TLC match with nothing hanging from the top. So it's just a pin.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would have a TLC match when there's no title.
Roman Reigns.
To go after.
Okay, Roman Reigns.
Oh, right.
Roman Reigns.
So Corbin's security went after Reigns as he made his way to the ring. He beat them up and he put one of them through a table but almost missed the whole table. Like, it was like, oh, fuck, you almost really fucked that guy up.
Yeah.
Corbin is a true heel, though. During the match, he was beating up Reigns. He started to pick up a table. The fans cheered for it. And then he was like, oh, you're cheering for it? Okay, and he puts it back down. Like, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
after this, it kind of all went downhill. Corbin hit Reigns with a can of dog food. And then he chokeslammed him through a table, and Roman kicked out.
That's
no problem.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
A chokeslam, which is already a finisher, through a table. That's like three finishers.
Yep.
And he kicks out.
Yep.
Just like AEW did earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Going through a table, kick out. No problem. Yep. Later, Corbin and Reigns were standing on the English announce table. Corbin went for a powerbomb, but Reigns picked him up and gave him a Samoan drop to the German announce table.
Yeah.
Reigns was about to spear Corbin through the barricade, but Ziggler came from under the ring and super kicked Reigns. That's when Michael Cole was like, you know, oh my God, who is that? Who has long?
Who could that be?
Who has long blonde hair and super kicks people
and looks just like Dolph Ziggler?
Is that Shawn Michaels?
Right, and looks just like Dolph Ziggler. You forgot that part.
Yeah. So after this, someone needs to explain this to me. I don't understand. Corbin and Ziggler beat up their security team. For some reason. Mm. Like, is it because they didn't take care of Roman? I don't know. So they beat up their own security team. And then later, the security team wakes up and then still helps Corbin and Ziggler after they beat them up. Then the Revival come out. And there's like, okay, so we have the Revival, Corbin, Ziggler. And like, how many security guys? Eight at least? Maybe 10. Yeah.
Did you cover where Roman, they were running?
That's what I'm talking about. So they're all like in the same spot, and Roman dives on all of them.
Yeah.
All 20 of them.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So stupid. And they all go down like fucking bowling pins.
Yeah. After that, they all beat up Roman together. The Revival hit the Shatter Machine. And at this point, I'm thinking, who comes out to help Reigns? Because there was someone tweeted that this is the first year where John Cena has not wrestled on a pay-per-view. And then Cena responded on Instagram, like, keep the streak alive. So people were like, oh my God, is he going to make it to the pay-per-view? Of course, no one comes out. No John Cena, no anyone. Corbin gives Reigns the end of days on a chair for the win.
Like, why would Cena, why are you trolling the fans? Like, fuck you, Cena. Go away. Yeah. Go away. You said you'd never leave. Now you've left. Go away.
He'll be back at WrestleMania.
You're a great actor. I mean, not a great actor, but like I enjoy his movies.
Yeah.
When he's in these movies, he's good. But go away, dude. Go away. Anyway. Well, you wouldn't talk about how
he did
when the security guys were running at Reigns, they were all doing like high double axe handles.
Right.
And so he can hit them in the stomach with the kendo stick.
Right.
Oh, another one. Oh, another one. Oh, it was like in a row, like four in a row.
Michael Cole, though, couldn't have been more upset. If you killed his family, he wouldn't have been as upset. You know, he was like, this is just not fair. This is not fair. This is not how you win.
Lopsided.
Roman. Roman and
Corey,
lost.
Corey made a funny line where he's like, well, it's not Corbin's fault that Roman doesn't have any friends left.
Right.
Sure.
Although, if you ask Cole, he's the locker room leader.
Locker room leader.
And then I want to give credit to this person on Twitter, Mr. Warren Hayes, who said, we've been told for weeks that Roman is this well-loved locker room leader, yet nobody ever comes out to help him.
No.
When he's outnumbered.
Right.
So.
Like, where's, like, Ryder and Hawkins for this? Like, you could just come out.
Well, they wouldn't have helped.
But, I mean, maybe not. But I'd take a little ass kicking just to get some screen time.
Sure.
If anybody can just run out for no reason.
No one likes Roman Reigns.
Anyway.
No one likes him.
Yeah.
Seth's a bad guy, so he can't help him.
Yep.
It's just awful. I mean, what do you do? So now they have another match at the Rumble?
Hmm.
Oh.
No.
Probably. Reigns usually does double duty on Rumble.
But no.
He usually does double duty.
But no?
He will. All right. Yeah. So next up, we have Bray Wyatt versus The Miz. This is the first match for Mr.
Wait, hold on. So after that match.
Oh, right.
I mean, Roman loses. That, you know, not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad. Ziggler's in there. Not bad. Roman gets destroyed. Not bad. So.
I don't know. There was one good.
Some decent spots.
There
was a couple spots.
Couple spots.
Roman. Look, I'm just going to leave it as a C minus.
Fine. That's being generous again.
All right. We'll get there. We're being nice and we'll still get
there. Oh, right. Next up, we have Bray Wyatt versus The Miz. You're right. We will get there.
We will get there.
This is the first match for Mr. Bray Rogers, who comes out high-fiving the fans. And it's not for the Universal title. I think the ref got confused because he showed The Miz the Universal title.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, here's the Universal title. And then he was like, oh, fuck, it's not for the title, is it? I'm just going to throw this away. He doesn't hold it up. They don't say it's for the title or anything.
Right.
But the first half of the match is The Miz punishing Bray, who's refusing to fight. He's kind of acting like the Joker, just laughing.
Yeah.
You know, at The Miz beating him up. Miz pulls Bray's shoulder out of its socket, which Bray told him. He's like, do it, do it. And then Bray put his shoulder back into place, very much like Mel Gibson.
Like running into the, yeah, right.
Like very Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, running into the barricade.
Yes.
And then Bray gave Miz a sister, Abigail, outside the ring. By the way, early in the match, Miz hit a skull-crushing finale and didn't go for the pin. And like, this isn't The Fiend, so maybe he could have beat him there. But Miz didn't go for the pin after hitting the skull-crushing finale.
You think he would have beat him there?
Well, I don't know. It's fake. I'm just saying, like, it's stupid for him to
Again,
not even...
It's
stupid to not even try to go for the pin.
I said that they should have let Bray Wyatt lose. If it's not for the title, it's not The Fiend. It's a different guy. It's literally a different guy.
Well...
It's not The Fiend.
Whatever.
Fuck.
Bray Wyatt can still win matches, though. So...
Yeah.
He gave Miz a sister Abigail outside the ring. At this point, the ref was counting and got to 9... Bray got back in the ring, and then the ref started the count over.
Yeah.
He was like, 8, 9, Bray Wyatt gets in. Okay, you're back in. Okay, good. Stay there. 1.
What are we doing? What are we doing now? Oh, Miz is out?
I lost my place.
1, yeah. They've done it before where one guy scoots back in.
Yeah.
They say 10, and the guy's gone.
Yeah.
More than not, they've done it that way.
Right. So Miz makes it back into the ring before the second 10 count.
Yeah.
But then Bray just hits another sister Abigail for the win.
Yeah.
And then after the match, a still image of The Fiend appears on the Titantron. Bray's then like, oh, okay, cool. And he grabs the giant mallet from under the ring. But then the power starts to go out as if The Fiend's coming. And I was like, okay, this could be a really cool, like, Andy Kaufman thing where someone
else is The Fiend.
Someone similar build as Bray.
You have to look. I mean, he's so specific. I guess you have the coat.
Could do it.
The mask.
Yeah.
The wig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could even put stuff under their, you know, like padding to make him look buffer. I like, this would have been perfect. Or maybe even have Daniel Bryan, like, with a bunch of padding dressed as The Fiend to come out. I thought that would have been a really cool Andy Kaufman, like, moment. Yeah. You know? I know.
You son of a bitch.
I know. I thought that was going to happen. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Andy Kaufman.
They're like... That's ridiculous. Right. We would never do something
that. Would be
like
stupid.
That.
All right, 11 curb stomps, kick out.
Yeah. How about how many canes did you have? 17 canes? There were two canes literally fighting each other. Kane versus Kane.
Yeah.
Kane.
Right. Okay, like
Undertaker.
The coolest thing Undertaker ever did was when he wrestled the whole match as Kane, won the match, and then took the mask off. It fooled everyone.
Everyone.
He wrestled the whole match.
Yes.
As Kane, and people bought it.
Right.
People were like, that's Kane. No one questioned that wasn't Kane. It was fucking great.
Yep.
It ends up being Daniel Bryan. He just comes out in a hoodie. And at first, Cole's, again, confused. Everyone fucking knows who it is. Daniel hits the running knee a few times, and then he takes off his hoodie to reveal short hair and a short beard. Here you go.
Liam.
Yep.
And then, can I just leave mine here like you do?
Yeah.
And then... and then Cole even says, last time we saw Daniel Bryan, he got pulled under the ring where Bray Wyatt ripped his entire hair out.
Yeah.
First of all, phonetically, that doesn't really make sense.
No.
Like, his entire hair? He ripped his entire hair out, yet Daniel Bryan has hair on his head.
He does.
So where are the bald... When you're... If I just rip your fucking hair out...
Yeah.
You can have a huge bald patch.
Right.
Dominic did it to me when I was a kid.
Did he now?
He did. It grew back in because we're Italian hairy fucks. But so I just
maybe
say he pulled his hair out.
Maybe then. Cole was channeling Josh a little bit.
It's not my fault. I was born with a beautiful hair of head.
Hair of head?
Yeah, right. Beautiful hair of head. He does have a nice hair of head.
Yeah, he does.
Head of hair? No, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes.
So anyways, yeah, Daniel then grabs the mallet. And he was about to smash it on Bray's head, you know, murder him.
Yeah.
But then the lights go out. And
I mean, like, I think he still did.
No.
No, he disappeared, but he was gone. He was done.
Yeah.
What, do you stop when you're about to run and you're swinging?
It's wrestling. Mm. You could about to pin someone, but then Sting's music hits, And then you decide to not go for the pin for the next 3 minutes as Sting comes out.
Right. True. That's true.
Scott Armstrong. 1, 2. Ah, ah, ah. And then he's just like, I can't do it.
No, he went like this. He went, 1, 2, click on. He went. He like looked at the back.
Yeah.
Like, Scott, can you finish your job? Right. It's a fucking crow sound, bro.
Finish him now.
No.
Finish the count now.
Wow, Scott. You're not doing it now? Brown cow.
So yeah, he was gonna smash it. Lights go out. Bray escapes. This was really bad.
How would you rate that match by itself?
This is a total fail.
D? F?
It's a fail. It's an F.
We're down to a D.
Ooh, okay.
Wrong one. Here we go. D.
Yeah. It's just fucking bad. Next up, we have Rusev versus Bobby Lashley in a tables match with Lana ringside. Before the match, Jerry Lawler said, you know, my ex-wife wanted to have Olympic sex. And then Vic Joseph said, what's that? And Jerry replied, every 4 years. So that's not bad.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's decent. All right,
what would you rate that?
That joke? Like a good solid C+.
So Lashley put Rusev through a steel barricade.
He said my wife, right, on that joke?
My wife. His ex-wife.
Which wife?
Yeah, right.
He's had like six.
Had to be Kat. Has to be Kat.
I think he's had six wives. Let me see.
No way.
Let me double check that.
Really?
Let me double check that.
Oh my God. So yeah, Lashley put Rusev through a steel barricade, but that's not a table.
No.
And there I was like, oh, maybe Rusev wins now because Lashley put him through a barricade.
Right.
But Lashley then beat Rusev with a kendo stick while Lana laughed at him. And Rusev was like, Lana. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, Rusev was like, Lana. Lana, oh, like I didn't get that. I thought you were happy you were divorced.
That's so stupid.
What's going on?
So Kay Lawler married in 71, divorced in 78. Paula Lawler married in 82, divorced in 91. Stacy Carter,
that's Kat,
married in 2000. This is longest marriage. Divorced in 2003. No, I'm just so that's it. I guess three. It doesn't say.
Wow.
There's any others?
He hasn't been married since Kat. Wow. No one else since Kat, huh?
No one else since Kat. I mean, she was way too hot for him.
Well, of course.
You know.
How did he pull that off?
He's 70.
Mm.
70 years old. He was 51 when they got married.
She was like, I'm going to have to change his diapers, aren't I?
You know what I'm
Yeah,
really,
fuck this.
You know what I love? And then it's so hot. Scar tissue. Forehead scar tissue. Oh, it makes me so hot.
Yeah. So in the end, Rusev was about to spear Lashley through a table, but Lana jumped on his back and raked his eyes. For a second, I thought Lashley was going to just spear both of them to be like, look, he's really a bad guy. He really doesn't care about Lana. But Lana jumps off. Lashley then spears Rusev on a table, but it didn't break. So then he just suplexed Rusev through another table for the win.
You think that might have been a setup? Just because the way...
I don't know.
They very smoothly did the next one.
Lashley set up the table wrong.
Yeah.
Like the first table. I don't know. I don't know what the point would be.
Right.
Of not breaking it.
Right.
So yeah, Lashley gets the win. You know, another stupid match.
D minus, or you want to go F yet? You want to go right to an F? Let's go F, because I think the girls maybe recover a little bit.
Okay.
F.
Backstage, the Street Profits are talking about the Rusev and Lashley storyline that we just fucking saw. Angelo Dawkins tells Lashley to get a vasectomy. Ford's like, you can't say that on TV. And he's like, I just did, fam. But then a brawl is going on next to them, and Roman's fighting Corbin. The New Day are fighting the Revival and Ziggler. And then for some reason, Shorty G is fighting Buddy Murphy. Where did that come from?
They're just fighting.
Yeah.
They're wrestlers. They see people fighting. I'm just going to jump in and start swinging.
Okay. You would think Alistair and Murphy, but no, Shorty G tackles Murphy to the ground. Angelo Dawkins starts kicking Murphy. And then Ford runs up. Murphy's on the ground. And Ford, for some reason, his brain just fucked up. I don't know. He threw a punch to no one in the air. Like, we're both kicking Murphy. And then he just goes... Oh wait! And he starts kicking. Yes, he throws a fucking punch. It's like, what the hell?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? So yeah, we'll get back to that.
What are you doing?
So for the main event, we got Becky and Charlotte versus the Kabuki Warriors TLC match for the women's tag team titles. I want to know if there's ever been a pay-per-view where only the tag titles have been defended, because that was this pay-per-view. There's no way. There's no way that there's been a pay-per-view, another pay-per-view where only the
all
tag
three
titles
were defended.
Only. Well, I'm just mean like, you know, because obviously the women's tag titles only existed this year.
Yeah, but just the men's tag titles, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'd have, I'd have to look that one up.
There's no way.
Maybe for Tuesday.
Right. So, you know, there was a lot of sloppiness in this match, but there were good spots. Kyrie jumped off the apron. Charlotte caught her with a big boot. Asuka held a chair to Charlotte's face, and Kyrie dropkicked the chair into her. Becky did a drop toe hold to Asuka, who fell face first into the legs of a chair. Kyrie then went under the ring. Charlotte and Becky pulled her out, but Kyrie sprayed them with the fire extinguisher. Asuka then brought out a rope and just whipped them with a rope. They tied Becky to a ladder that she eventually got out of. Then Becky jumped off the second rope and leg dropped Asuka through a table outside the ring, which Becky just landed on Asuka's stomach with her ass. So that could not have felt good. Kyrie then placed Becky and Charlotte on the same table, then jumped on the apron, jumped off the apron to splash on them, but the table didn't break. Yep. It's like, no, you barely jumped.
Like again, why wouldn't you go up? You've got two people to break your fall.
Right. She did it on Raw. She jumped off the top rope.
Yep.
Maybe she was like, I don't want to do that again.
Not good enough for the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Charlotte powerbombed Kyrie through a table. They had a weird...
it took her a minute to get her up.
It didn't. Like,
I think Kyrie didn't sit up like you were supposed to. Like, just fucking do a crunch.
Maybe they were trying to make it look
do
like
a
it,
fucking
was a,
crunch.
It was a struggle.
Whatever.
But it looked like Charlotte was eating Kyrie out.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's not bad. Later, Becky and Charlotte hit Asuka with chairs, and Charlotte's chair shots were weak as fuck.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, let me gonna hit you. Ready?
Yeah, they were weird.
I'm just going to graze
fucking,
it
hit
on
her.
You.
Just fucking hit her. Stunt women, for God's sakes.
Right. Asuka powerbombed Charlotte off the turnbuckle, threw a table at the outside, which was the same thing Becky did to Charlotte at Evolution. It's a hell of a spot. Yeah. You know, it does definitely doesn't feel good.
Right.
Late at the end, Becky was climbing the ladder all by herself, but earlier in the match, Asuka tied the rope to the ladder, and then Asuka was outside the ring and pulled on the rope, sending Becky off the ladder. I thought that was original and cool.
Yeah.
And then Asuka, for the second year in a row to close TLC,
yeah.
Asuka wins, just like last year when she won the fucking, I think, SmackDown. Yeah, the SmackDown title.
Yep.
This year, she retained the women's tag titles.
None of us picked that.
No, we did not.
So, yeah.
But that's what'll get her a match with Becky at Royal Rumble. Which
so
Becky
does that go up a letter, that match?
Where are we at, an F?
F.
This was only a three-hour pay-per-view if you don't count the pre-show. Mm. So that's a plus.
That's a plus.
It didn't go super long.
Yeah.
I mean, what a D minus? It still wasn't a great pay per view.
Just D. It's a D. D's bad.
D. Got the D. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, we didn't get the whole pay per view.
Oh, boy.
So after the match.
Oh, no.
Roman, Corbin, Ziggler, New Day, Viking Raiders, the OC, maybe a few other guys. They all come out to brawl.
Street Profits.
Like it's the end of Raw.
Like and the then, go home show for Survivor Series.
Yeah, which, by the way, these are all guys on different shows. So, like, they're all. You know, Raw and SmackDown are fighting here.
Oh.
This is crazy. But then Roman and Corbin end up on a platform above everyone. And then Reigns spears Corbin off the platform and they gently just fall on everyone. Like, as slow as you could it's like crowd surfing. Like, if I was crowd surfing, just let me down gentle.
Yeah.
And that's
and
how the show 30 ended.
30 people fell.
30. All 30 right. Fucking people.
They got the hook. Minus.
D minus.
D minus. That didn't make any sense. Why is everyone else brawling?
Yeah.
Why are they all brawling?
Why?
So Roman's match ended an hour before the end. They've been brawling for an hour.
An hour. Like the spot at the end of this of the women's tag match was good enough to end the show.
Right.
Becky, you know, pulling the rope, falling off the ladder, Asuka winning. I don't understand why that wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
To do a stupid spear where you fall down like fucking old people. Oh, now fall. Oh,
what an amazing spot.
So lame.
Good shit.
It's so lame. They do not it way good. Too much.
Not good shit.
No, definitely not good shit. So yeah. I guess a D minus.
There it is.
Yeah. And Eric's not here to defend his title.
Mm.
So let's see. Joe, he picked Rusev, so no. That's bad. Eric and me. It came down to Eric and myself. Well, Eric's not here. And it's a good thing because he lost to me. I won by 3. Give me my title now. I kind of like it.
Okay, you can have Eric's title.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I will take it off. I don't need you to do it for me, okay?
Right.
I will take it off myself.
Yeah.
Because it is my title. Yeah. And now I am once again Andrew Two Belts.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have the NXT.
I have the AEW one.
There's no title for
coming that. Soon.
We didn't even do our fucking sheet.
We did it. We did. We wrote them down. We wrote our picks down.
No.
In fact, you wrote our picks down.
Don't.
So thanks
that.
For that. Yeah, nope. It's on. It's in one of these 30 papers.
Let me see.
Yeah, he's throwing all of them away. No, I think that was the one.
I don't see shit.
Yeah, I'm Andy
Two Belts. We don't have a title yet.
Andy Two Belts?
Before we had this title, we didn't have a title.
Fine, Andy Two Belts.
Fine. Like I'll take 10 more victories to my history record before we had this title.
No, you've already done that.
Because I used to win all... Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah. Coming, you know, it'll be here soon.
Congrats. I'm glad to see you finally. What has it been, like a year and a half?
Well, since I've won this?
I had it before Eric.
I won it like 2 pay-per-views ago.
No, it doesn't make sense because I won it 3 pay-per-views ago, retained it once, and Eric won it for me. It's been at least like 4 or 5, 6 months. Let's call it 6.
No, I had it I had it once recently.
6 months.
Recently, and I dropped it right
six
away.
6 months is recently.
No, it's not. It was not that.
I moved into my house 5 months ago.
What does that have to do with anything?
Seems like yesterday.
You did. I know for a fact that you were not champion when I moved in my house. What?
Sense memories.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I'm the champ. That's all that matters is that I'm the champ. Good night. And farewell. No, the Omega's lame.
What?
That was like, you know.
So make it better.
Tagline.
You know what? I'll give you a tagline.
What's that?
Oh, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no. Andy's always right. Don't you dare have a different opinion. He sounds like Stone Cold. Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that hot. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with